everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
From the heart of Vancouver, what a great place to bring News for the Soul.
I know, isn't it perfect? Remember that movie Dead Zone, Christopher Walken?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that for real.
I think reasonably accurate, too, honey.
Oh, that's an understatement, honey.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our hearts and open up our souls and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Well, Daniel just mentioned the heart attack. That is how he died, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
He had two heart attacks, right off one right after the other.
Yeah, that's what I
said.
Wow. No, I had him. I have him.
You know, the whole thing about the spirituality and the wealth or sustainability not going together, I just think is the biggest load of crap, you know? I mean, what have you got?
Like it is, girl.
Well, really, what have you got to give anyone if you've got nothing?
Buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Candace is going bye-bye.
Yes, I had this really bizarre experience where I got sucked through a wall, like a solid wall.
During the time that I was knocked unconscious, an angel came to me.
People's solidity began to morph with the geometries, so you'd see little bits of their, like their hand began to go missing.
And this particular angel, as I recount in the book, said to me that I had chosen the wrong path in life, that I was to choose a new path, and it was to be a path of peace. I was to teach peace.
Lots of amazing things coming up for this hour. News for the Soul. Steve Bond back in 1 minute.
I'd have to believe that the times that we're in are very important to us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Because if we're not really, really careful in paying and complimenting News for the Soul, we're about to find ourselves wrapped up in something that will literally encompass the world.
Yeah.
And not from the viewpoint that we're looking at it from. So tonight, it is an empowerment, a place to become aware, a place to change, a place to not become fear-based, but become loving.
We need to do that. I don't care if it's prayer, I don't care if it's conversation, I don't care what it is, but the one thing that people need to do is hold themselves accountable for their reactions and for the manner in which they interpret the nature of the crisis that is now at work on this planet.
The experiments that were done between 90, 95, 98, what they're telling us, Nicole, first of all, is they are confirming beyond any shadow of a doubt that we communicate with our world through a previously unrecognized form of energy. I'm not going to say it's new. It appears to have been there for a long time, but it's never been recognized. This form of energy works beyond the bounds of space and time. Information moves through this field of energy faster than the principles of light say that it should. This is one of the mysteries. So,
breathe. Let's let this night and what News for the Soul is about, like we always say, it's news for the soul. It's not for the conscious as much as it is for the true spiritual side of us that drives the nature of our lives, that makes us seek understanding and yearn to be closer and closer to what is true reality.
This is a telephone call where I'm speaking with the mother of a 23-month-year-old child. At the beginning of the clip, you hear the mother talking, you hear me laugh, and you hear the baby go goo-goo gaga. Let's listen together. Entirely indecipherable baby babble. But backwards, the secret message, I can hear this child say, I spank him.
Okay, little hairs on my neck going up.
Now they're starting to study the space between the molecules. Daniel called it the exotic exome 9-0-0. And what they found is the space between the molecule vibrate to the exact same frequency as love. So in my book, another word for love is God. So when they say love is the glue that binds the universe together and love is all there is, science is actually starting to prove that.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
From the heart of Vancouver, what a great place to bring News for the Soul.
I know, isn't it perfect? I remember that movie Dead Zone, Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that for real.
I think reasonably accurate, too, honey.
Oh, that's an understatement, honey.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our hearts and open up our souls and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact. Now and forever.
Well, Daniel just mentioned the heart attack. That is how he died, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
He had two heart attacks, right off one right after the other.
Yeah, that's
and
what
he,
I
said.
Wow. No, I had him. This is not a...
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Alrighty then, this is completely insane. For 9 minutes, we've been trying to get Andrea and Bill on the line. For those keeping track at home, this entire station was down all night long. I don't know what's going on, but we're back up. Yay. But we cannot get Andrea and Bill live on the line. So here's what we're going to do. This is My Conscious Wellness, and we always play the healing tones in the second half of the show. Well, today we're going to play it twice. We're going to play it now and then again. So enjoy. This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, Life Changing Talk Radio.
Stand by.
Okay. All hell is breaking loose on the switchboard, so I'm not even going to try to do the intro audio. Kick us off this speaker phone. Please click. Hello?
Hello?
My conscious wellness with Andrea and Bill. You need it. You defied the laws of physics to get here. Let's get you to reintroduce yourself to show what's up with it.
Oh, so the phone line. The physics to get here left us with a phone line that's not as easy to hear. So we'll do our best to navigate.
God.
But well, all good.
This is where we're at. Let's get you to reintroduce yourself to show and what's up for today.
For sure. So my partner's just coming up because we didn't even think we'd make this call tonight. but I'll introduce us both. And then he'll join in. So my name is Andrea, and my gorgeous partner is Bill Little. And we have the privilege and honor of being the co-founders of My Conscious Wellness. The short stick of that is we have been led to create an organization we say founded in love to help raise people's energy fields and vibration. Back to the essence of who we are, which is love. So we use sound, we use scalar energy, and for those tuning in, you'll get to hear some of those crazy frequencies, so stay till the end, because those frequencies or tones that we're going to play tonight are from a group that we're journeying with right now, using some of the sounds and technologies, and so they've been created from the voice of a group of beautiful beings. So that's a little bit about us, and Bill just arrived, and we'll have him say hello.
I'm here.
Hi, Bill.
Against the law.
Hi, Bill. But you know what?
So
there's no accident.
Yeah,
I mean, this is how crazy the energy is. And learning to surf it and maneuver and say, what's key, right?
Yep, and just navigate her and float with her. So we're going with it.
We are. Give me 22 minutes. No, I got you.
Well, thanks for your perseverance, because for sure it was weird. Both phones wouldn't go through, and so we were just going with it.
Yeah. All right, well, talk to us about the frequency thing and what we're doing.
So the frequencies today were created from the voice samples of about 25 little cosmic beings that are here on this planet, just to be clear, right? And the intention of these particular tones was to deepen our capacity to surrender and let go of control. So we thought it'd be the perfect topic for a segue to lean into a little tonight and why that matters to us. I mean, you others might not believe it. That's okay. But we thought we'd chat a little bit about that, you know, even for a few minutes tonight, and then we'll lead into the tones and let them play.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, we could have some fun, but we're going to have some fun back. I'd like to talk about what surrender means to us, and if you're up for having the same conversation with us, we would love your perspective and what that's meant to you over the years. But for us, surrender was one that I really struggled with when I first met Bill. I flipped him the finger. A lot of times he used to tell me that. But it's funny because I'm in the process right now of writing my master's thesis on the metaphysics of love.
Ooh.
Yeah. And as I was bringing the paper more into a greater stage of completion. You know, it's been 12 years since I met this gorgeous, crazy man. And I was remembering what he used to tell me when I said surrender, because my papers brought that up, and how I used to fight it. And how could I articulate to other people why surrender was important when I had not learned to do that myself yet either? So I wanted to bring that into the topic of conversation today, you know, bringing our perspectives. And if you're feeling like participating, we're all in. Because as I was writing this paper on the metaphysics, I call it, of love, It talks about the energy and the energy of the cosmos and the energy of flow, and how if we could actually just allow, you know, the love to flow through us, and then our guides and our teams to orchestrate with us, that our lives could be something we can't yet imagine. And that sounded like fluff, you know, 10 years ago. But as I'm sitting here, even on this show today, I've watched what's been evolving in the last even 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
And these aren't things that I could have orchestrated, you know, by myself. So that topic, I thought, really for us wanted to be present, to deepen, I guess, the opening of that possibility for others that might be ready. I get it. Not all of us are. And for some of us, it's a challenge, but what I've witnessed and perceived is it's where the cosmos can really work with us. So my question, I guess, is for Bill or you or myself, right? And listeners tuning in, is, you know, when I use the word surrender and allowing, what does that bring up for people inside themselves? Because it can be an uncomfortable topic for people to receive.
Very much so.
Very much so.
Yeah. Especially for a species that has been, I'm going to say, very much hurt and controlled and bastardized, right, as well, is how do we bring that energy back inside ourselves?
So how do we do that?
No, I was going to look to my right for a moment, and I'm just nudging to see if Bill has anything to share while we continue the conversation.
Well, I think I have a couple of comments and thoughts. I was raised extremely religious, which is cool, all good, right? And I was always taught to have faith. That's cool. Nothing wrong with that. And I was taught to trust in God. That's fine, too. But I find, for me, the human, because of the way, speaking frankly, the challenges of a God of wrath, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that so often comes through in at least the Christian belief patterns, is I'm not willing to trust that. Sorry. it's like a no-go. And the biggest thing for me was to understand that surrender to me, and this is personal, is trusting my own soul, my own higher being and consciousness. And through that connection to soul is the connection to whatever your belief pattern is, connection to God, et cetera. But you trust the soul. And the more I cognitized that and pondered it, you know, I could do that. I was like, wait a second. I could surrender if I'm willing to trust my own soul, which is me. Then why can't I let go? Why can't I actually take a little period of time and say, that's the way I started. Okay, I'll surrender for a little while and see what happens. And like, okay, that week or two worked pretty good. Let me try surrendering something else. And then gradually over time, it was like, why do we have to know? Like, this is just silly. You know, in any one minute. I mean, think of your body right now is hurtling through space at record speed, orbiting the planet. You're never in one spot the same moment ever. So everything is in a state of rapid change, and we think we know. So for me, it was the trust and understanding I don't know that allowed me and supported the whole motion of surrendering and letting go. It's like, I mean, people that know me and we play with, whatever you want to call it, work with, they understand I don't fucking know anything. And in the not knowing is the peace and is the joy.
That's the truth. We don't know anything.
Not a thing.
Took me a long time, hon, to be able to accept that.
Yeah.
And then my head kicks up and tries to pretend it does. Don't worry.
Yeah, I came from a career of knowing. I was a head architect of a large organization for technology. My job was to know. 5, 10, 15 years out.
Yeah.
And that just about destroyed my health.
Jeez.
And not knowing is a beautiful thing, because in not knowing, we don't project our egoic belief systems.
Right.
And try to influence the outcomes. We just allow them to unfold. So the biggest knowing is just an inner knowing that it's love. Everything else is just the game. At least that's what I believe.
So is that it? Is that the bottom line?
Is that the bottom line? Yes.
Say that one more time. Is that divine?
Is that it? Is that all of it about?
Love.
Yes, I would say it is, but I think there's many, many, as many amazing authors have written over the years, attributes to love. But I believe core, the foundation of love, if you can't trust and let go, I would also say you can't actually love. Because then trusting and letting go moves love from the head to the heart.
Right.
Holding on and knowing keeps it in the head. Now, I suppose you could say being nice is loving, but that's not what we're talking about.
No. Very interesting. So where does that take us today?
Well, I wanted to give space to the tones and frequency this evening. So I guess just checking in because of the cosmic delays, do we want to move to that or do we want to continue the discussion a little bit more? I'm great. We're great with whatever.
Well, I'm following you guys. I'm following your lead. Here's where we're at. We're at 2:34, so we've got about 23 minutes at the top. You can catch us at any way you want.
Okay. Yeah, so why don't we just preface quickly?
Okay.
And then off we'll go. I think for this set of tones, for those listeners tuning in, to tune in to what surrender and letting go might mean for you and practice it even in a microcosm of your own way. For 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes in a day, just imagining and actually letting go of control. And for those of you who are curious about our work, come and join us on an inner journey called the Love Experiment, where we get a chance to surrender and use sound and frequency to see if we can embody more love into the human form.
Well, that sounds awesome. All right. Are we ready to go?
Ready to go?
We're good to go, baby. Thank you.
Yay! Here's the tone.